Welcome to the Capital News. I am your host, Alex Caritas. Today is Wednesday, August 26, 2020. Thank you so much for joining me. Title of today's podcast, VP Mike Pence, day number three. I'm going to keep this podcast a little shorter than normal. We're going to cover market performance, Vice President Mike Pence's speech this evening, a little bit about Hurricane Laura, which is scheduled to make landfall in a few short hours. And then, of course, the Federal Reserve and their remarks, supposedly, again, word on the street, dealing with inflation. First, to Hurricane Laura, which, before I got on this podcast, was still a Category 4, a very, very violent and powerful storm. Of course, the highest category it goes up to is a Category 5. Again, this is a Category 4, with the potential to hit Category 5. Let's hope that doesn't happen. Regardless, this is going to be a destructive and devastating storm. So our thoughts and prayers are with the people in the Gulf of Mexico, especially in the states of Louisiana, where the brunt of this storm is likely going to hit, and also in the state of Texas. And of course, this is going to make landfall, and it's going to carry north through some of the Midwestern states. And then we'll see, obviously, what path this storm takes. Likely to be very, very destructive and devastating. This is just what we need. This is just the continuation of the insanity that is 2020. And we are still relatively early, midway through the hurricane season. This can get really, really nasty, really quick. I mean, I say tongue-in-cheek, you know, we're waiting for the hurricanes, we're waiting for the tsunamis, we're waiting for the earthquakes, we're waiting for the alien invasion, the zombie apocalypse. It's one hit after the next. But most importantly, thoughts and prayers are with those people in those states. Hopefully, everybody evacuated. I've come across reports that some people are going to try to stick it out. I don't know why you would do this, but I hope it works out for you. Then, of course, we have the continued news coming from the state of Wisconsin with, obviously, the other shooting of an African-American male shot in the back 7 times by a police officer, causing more protests and violent riots. And now there was a shooting the other evening. We, of course, didn't discuss this, but I'm sure many of you are aware of this. Again, folks, this unfortunately is no surprise to this audience. I have been discussing this for months. I have been discussing this before COVID-19. I have been discussing this before George Floyd. Global protests, they are going to come to a theater near you. They're here. They are going to intensify. They are going to get worse. This is not a law and order candidacy on either side. This is going to get worse no matter who is in the White House. Believe me when I tell you. These are the three-ring circuses. Last week, the Democrats. This week, the Republicans. These are sales conventions. They are trying to sell you on their rhetoric. They're spin doctors. They're feeding you what you want to hear. They do this every election cycle, and people keep falling for it cycle after cycle after cycle, and we scratch our heads in wonder and in awe. How can this be? Why are we back here every 2, 4, 6 years in another election cycle with the same problems? They're just magnified. It's even worse. The division is even worse. The debt is out of control. Deficits are out of control. Inflation is soon to be out of control. Can't figure it out because you're voting for the same demented jokers year after year after year. I do not support either of these candidates. I do not support either of these parties. They are a joke. They do not care about you. They do not care about you. They do not care about you. And I have 27 trillion reasons to explain this to you. I, with all due respect, don't care how you feel about these candidates or these parties. They have been screwing this country over for generations. Wake up. I know you care about your country. I know you love your country. And you're thinking, well, these are my two options. I got to pick one. No, you don't. Don't let them put you in that corner. that there are only two answers to every problem. It's either the Democrats or the Republicans. Why can't there be a third, fourth, fifth, 26th option? Some combination thereof. Why is it just the talking points from these two demented parties? Why? Because they want the control, they want the power, they want the money, and they're getting it, they got it, and they're going to get it again. Because most people think there is a fundamental difference between these two parties, and there is not. And again, I have 27 trillion pieces of evidence to show you. What do you got? How you feel, what they tell you during a convention, what they tell you what you want to hear, that ain't going to cut it. That's what we keep falling for, and we got to snap out of it. We got to wake up. These are structural, fundamental issues. Three-pronged approach here, three-pronged attack. Social decay and decline, political decay and decline, and economic decay and decline. With no end in sight. That's the real virus. And sadly, it has to run its course because this system is unsustainable. This was revealed full frontal during the great financial crisis. President Obama and Vice President Joe Biden, they had a blank slate if they wanted to use it. Could have gone down as one of the best ever. And I didn't vote for him. I didn't support him. His policies. But he had the opportunity, and I have stated this many, many times on this podcast, that President Obama had the opportunity of a lifetime to allow an unsustainable and corrupt to its core system to collapse and to rebuild. Now, I don't necessarily know if his rebuilding, his reconstruction would have been the right thing. Probably wouldn't have been. But he wouldn't have done this alone. He's not the king. He's not the dictator. Congress could have come up with something better. Now, of course, this is, we're not going to know. So I don't want to go off on a tangent here. This system is unsustainable, and unfortunately it needs to collapse because there is no proactive measures being taken. We address this in our book, The Cynic's Guide to Investing, published in 2015. 5 years ago, we stated this, that the market was going to have its way with all of us unless we were proactive, as much as we could have been at the time, to head off what was coming. And what was coming is what we're witnessing now. Now, we didn't predict a pandemic in our book, but we knew the economic calamity was just waiting in the wings. It was the everything bubble in search of a pin. Well, we got one. We got a doozy of one. How convenient. And it allows these jokers on both sides and in the Federal Reserve and other central banks and parliaments and governments around the world to get away with what might become the world's largest wealth transfer ever in history. And it's happening through the printing press. It's happening through borrowed money, printed money, stolen money from you, the taxpayer. Your income, your production, your labor, your blood, sweat, and tears, your purchasing power. It's not going to get any better. And you don't hear any real solutions from either of these parties. It's finger pointing. It's the blame game. It's reminiscing about better years in the past. We did it before. We can do it again. All the mumbo jumbo, especially from the Republican side and the Trump administration and his advocates this week about having the greatest economy ever before this pandemic, which of course was not true. It was not true. This is too easy to debunk. We've done it here. I couldn't tell you how many times. Okay, were there some decent numbers? Yeah, of course there was. Of course there are things. You can always twist statistics. You can always manipulate them. And some of them, of course, weren't manipulated. They were just the numbers. There was a continuation of a trend that was continuing since the great financial crisis. Trump is just a master marketer. He's a great salesman. Again, maybe the steak tastes good, maybe it doesn't, but he's going to sell the sizzle. That's what he does. That's what he and his campaign and the RNC are attempting to do this week. And if you like what you hear, it's because that's what you want to hear. They know this. Trump wants to put on a show. He knows how to put on a show. He's very good at putting on a show. Most presidents are. That's why they become president of the United States. Tell you what you want to hear. Pull at your heartstrings just enough, but not too far, because they also want to make you feel frustrated and upset or optimistic and hopeful. So it's got to be a balance. Got to hit them from all these corners. Got to show your softer side. Got to show your tough side. Got to do it all. It's a circus. What don't you understand? This is theater. And then they're going to go right back to their old ways, their old tactics, their old games, their old corruption, nepotism, you name it. Mismanagement, incompetence, everything. What else do I want to get to here? Market performance, a couple things. Oil stays at near 5-month high. On Thursday, amid a threat from Hurricane Laura in the Gulf of Mexico that forced oil rigs and refineries to shut. Well, okay, here you go. Higher prices. Here's the Federal Reserve set to change inflation target. Federal Reserve Chairman Jerome Powell is likely to set a new course on inflation and reinforce its commitment to full employment at a virtual version of the Fed's annual Jackson Hole Symposium. The Federal Reserve has pegged 2% as a healthy level for inflation, is now expected to aim to achieve that level as an average over a longer term by allowing subsequent periods of moderately higher inflation. Boom! We talked about this yesterday. Unbelievable, but it's not. Not only did we talk about this yesterday, we talked about this a year ago. Our central bank's trapped. TheCapitalNews.com or our YouTube channel. Are central banks trapped? Yes, they are. They were trapped then. They're trapped now. They're not telling you the truth is not an option, so they're not going to do it. 2%. They pull this number out of their you-know-what. They make this stuff up. Now they said, well, we never hit the 2% mark, which was a bunch of BS. But now, well, they're going to, and they're going to exceed it. Read between the lines here, folks. They're telling you inflation's coming, and they're perfectly okay with it. Well, they're the ones with the printing press. Of course, they're okay with it. Do you have a printing press when your utility bill goes up, when your rent goes up? Do you? When your groceries go up? When your gas price goes up? When construction costs go up? When your healthcare costs go up? Do you? Do you have a printing press to pay for all this stuff? They think 2%'s fine. It isn't. It's a slow burn, and of course it's been much worse than 2%, but they'll never admit to this. They think they're below it. But now, all of a sudden, they're going to tolerate higher inflation because it's here and because it's going to get worse. Pay attention to what they say. And more importantly, pay attention to what they do. This is going to be devastating. Lumber prices hit fresh record. Lumber prices have surged to a fresh record high of $858 per 1,000 board feet in the month of August and more than doubled in value over the last year amid continuing robust demand. It's not just demand, folks. It's a lumber shortage, especially for treated lumber. It's a huge backlog in the chemicals that are used to treat pressure, that treats treated lumber. This is just what we need. A massive supply shock. Central banks and governments printing money like they're all banana republics because they are. Printing their relative fiat currencies like they're going out of style because they are. Hits just keep on coming. Dollar index is once again below that 93 handle and it is at 92.88. That's the dollar index. Well, let's see here. Tesla is up another 130 points today, a gain of 6.4%. It is now trading at $2,153 a share. No profits, only because of regulatory reasons, tax credits, and I mean, it's a bunch of mumbo jumbo, but $2,153 per share. That's Tesla. Unbelievable. Apple is at over $500 a share. Microsoft, $220. Amazon, $3,400 a share. Hits just keep on coming, folks, because they are expecting the Federal Reserve to put the pedal to the metal. But Larry Kudlow and company would have us believe that this is a vibrant, robust economic recovery. Well, then why do we need all of this stimulus? Why do we need all of these adrenaline shots? If everything's fine, then you don't need stimulus. You don't need the money printing. But they're going to continue to do it. WTI is trading at $43.40 a barrel. Brent at $45.78. Natural gas, $2.52. Gold and silver had a good day right now, however, pulling back slightly in the overnight trading market. Gold spot price, $1,944 an ounce. Silver spot price, $27.25 an ounce. And rounding it out, Uncle Sam's 10-year Treasury junk note is yielding 0.68%. Okay, so tomorrow we will focus mainly on President Trump's speech before the Republican convention. It's Thursday, so that's our typical data dump. So we will get initial jobless claims, continuing claims, and the Federal Reserve's balance sheet, which again is north of $7 trillion per last week's data. But tonight, again, the podcast title is VP Mike Pence, day number three. So I just really want to highlight his speech tonight. I thought it was good. I thought it was measured. Again, putting my political analyst hat on, not agreeing with these people, but just saying, what's the target audience? What are they attempting to do? Did they check those boxes? Yes, I think they did. This was another decent night for the Republicans. Again, the first night I did not think was good at all. Second night was much better. Tonight was a continuation. So overall, it's a good convention. They are hitting their target markets. They are putting forward good video productions that can, again, tug at the heartstrings, that can make you feel motivated, make you feel proud to be an American, make you feel optimistic, all the things, right? This is what they do. It's what it's supposed to do. But you have to remember the facts. You can't just pay attention to what they say, but you also have to understand what they're not talking about. Neither one of these parties is talking about what the Federal Reserve has done, what they're going to do. They're not going to do it because they're bailing these idiots out. Takes the stress, takes the pressure off these politicians to come home and look you in the face and tell you the truth. That this system is unsustainable. That we can't keep doing this. Well, we can print the money, we can get away with it. We can print the money, we can get away with it. Don't have to do anything. Don't have to tackle the structural issues that are tearing this country apart. To all those idiots out there, and people who consider themselves economists, who think that debts and deficits don't matter. Well, this is what happens when you have out-of-control debts and deficits. This is what happens in the streets around the world. They just can't make the connection. Why? I just told you. They're idiots. Very simple. This audience understands what debt is. It robs future generations of their prosperity. This is of epic proportions, the devastation that is already here and what we are going to be facing. No discussion about the tens of millions of Americans who are likely going to be facing eviction. No discussion of the hundreds of thousands of Americans who have still yet to receive their unemployment benefits. People, that's all they have. That's all they have, and they're not getting it. Haven't gotten anything. People with kids. 30 million Americans claiming that they are underfed. The hits just keep on coming. This is swept under the rug. It's not even discussed. Mike Pence is, of course, in charge of the coronavirus task force. Wants to pretend that the entire time the president was strong on this issue, he wasn't, was a tough critic of China through this whole pandemic, he wasn't. Again, they just are going to tell you what you want to hear. You have to remember the facts. Donald Trump downplayed this for weeks. Stopping airplanes from China coming into the United States was not enough. Was it the right step? Yeah, it was. It was a right first step. Trusting the Chinese, a colossal mistake. I don't know why anybody would trust them with something that can be this serious. And of course, we're fortunate that at least in this initial wave of the coronavirus has not been that deadly compared to what it could have been. And that's not just because of the planes not coming in from other countries. This is just the nature of this virus at this time. We're very fortunate about that. And I'm not downplaying or diminishing the deaths that occurred because of COVID-19. But this could have been much, much worse. When you have China shut down to the degree that they did back in December, back in January, bells and whistles should be going off upstairs. Something ain't right here. Something ain't right. Let's take this seriously. Let's prepare for this. There apparently was no preparation on our side. Not good. And again, it was downplayed by the president. 15 people have it in the state of Washington. They're all going to get better. Nobody's going to die. Now we got nearly 6 million cases, 180,000 dead. Not good. Not good. And then all of a sudden, oh, well, China, this is the China flu. This is the Chinese virus. We got to get tough on China. These are politicians, folks. This is my point. They're going to talk out of both sides of their mouth. They're going to hope that you forget the facts of the case. And I really hope that my audience watched the Democrats and watched and are watching the Republicans. I really hope you've watched both and are listening to both. And you're not just picking your sides. You're not just going into your respective silos, just confirmation bias. Listen to what you want to listen to. I really hope you've listened to both sides just to get the perspective, just to understand what's going on. Get the criticisms from both sides. Get the pluses. Get the minuses. Just so you can start to think a little bit more independently. Again, not net-net, not that it makes much of a difference because they're both jokers. These parties are out of control. But at least you have some open-mindedness, and that is a great starting point. So I really hope you've taken the time to listen to these speeches, especially the keynote speeches of the prominent players in the respective parties. Because this country is becoming much too divided, where everybody wants to pretend to know what the other side's going to say, what they're going to do, and that's it. That's the end of the story. There's no overlap, there's no agreement, it's just they suck, I don't want to deal with them, and that's it. It's the damn Democrats, it's the damn Republicans, and that's it. Well, if we keep going down this path, that is going to be it. That's going to be the end of this country. Because people can't have conversations with each other anymore. And the divisiveness continues, and it continues from both sides, which is why neither of these individuals, Joe Biden or Donald Trump, are the man for the hour. They have characteristics that would be required in a leader, in my opinion, but it's not the whole package. It's not what this country needs. It's not what this world needs. It's just not enough. But we're going to have to muddle through this. We're going to have to look for the future. We're going to have to pay attention. And you just have to stay focused, folks, on the real issues. Because, of course, Mike Pence, it's the difference between taxes going up, taxes going down. This audience knows better. Taxes are going up. It makes no difference. They can say what they want at the federal level. If they somehow pull it off and win and the Republicans get in power and they cut taxes again, phenomenal, but they're not going to cut spending, so terrible. So you're going to have bigger deficits and the thing is going to continue. Can't make up for it because there's not enough taxes coming in, not cutting spending. So how are we going to make up for it? That's right, the printing press, inflation, which is the most devastating form of taxation that there is. I'm going to say this so often, and I have been this week, it's going to be tattooed in your brain. Don't fall for their BS that we're going to cut taxes. They ain't going to cut spending, so you got to make up for it. There's no free lunch. How are they going to make up for it? They're going to print it. And inflation is the most devastating form of taxation that there is. But they're not going to tell you that. Why would they? States are broke. They're going to raise taxes to make up for it. They're going to raise tolls, licensing fees, anything that they can get their greasy fingers on, they're going to raise. Because pensions are underfunded. So many other programs are underfunded as well. And the states don't have a printing press. You're their printing press. They're going to tax you, and they're going to get it. So, Mike Pence, another thing that I sort of had an issue with, but this is just sort of par for the course with what's been going on here, is how the Republican Party and the Trump campaign and the RNC are pushing all of this chaos, all of these protests, all of the riots that are occurring in the streets. This is, quote-unquote, Biden's America. Well, this is happening, ladies and gentlemen, under the Trump-Pence administration. This is right in front of you, yet somehow this is Biden's America. I just don't get this one. I'm sorry, I'm just not buying it. You can't claim to be the law and order candidate in 2016. I'm the new sheriff in town. This type of stuff isn't going to happen. It happens, and it's my opponent's fault, who is not a governor. He is not a sitting U.S. senator or congressman. He is not a mayor. He is not a police chief. He is not a secretary in this administration. He's average Joe Biden, who should be home taking a nap. I just don't get it. And of course, the president does this to himself. Again, he's his own worst enemy. The president and the presidency is not a dictatorship. The states have policing powers. So even if you want to claim to be the law and order candidate or the law and order president, there's only so much you can do. So unless you're going to go out and explain all of this to the people, you know, like the Constitution, the checks and balances that exist within our government, or at least they used to, unless you're going to come out as a leader and help educate and teach the people, yes, I am for law and order, but my hands are tied because of XYZ. Here's how we would like to go about it. Here's what I want to do. This type of communication is not out there. It should be out there every single day if you want to claim law and order and actually make it happen. Not just tweeting about it, not just putting out more divisive rhetoric. That is not what is needed. But Donald Trump thrives in the chaos. He loves it. Make no mistake about it. There are too many examples to go through to show that he enjoys it. He likes it. That's what he is. So, Mike Pence, he's the bulldog for the president. A good job at it. Again, his remarks were clear, concise, to the point. Again, some hypocrisy, not the full truths. That's par for the course. This is politics, unfortunately. And tomorrow, Ivanka Trump, the daughter of President Trump, will introduce the president, and then we will, of course, analyze her speech and that of the president's tomorrow, in addition to the data dump and whatever the idiot from the Federal Reserve says with tolerating higher inflation. Buckle up, folks. You thought it was bumpy now. Just wait. Stay diversified, stay vigilant, and stay with the Capital News. I am Alex Caritas. Godspeed.